minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans? Welcome back to another edition of Pack-A-Day Podcast. I am your host, Jacob Morley. You can find me on Twitter at Jacob Morley. I am unfortunately not joined by my co-host Ross Uglum, as he is actually taking the missus out to a Minnesota Twins baseball game tonight. So Ross will not be joining me. But in the world of Packers, there's actually some news today, which is kind of uncommon for this time of year. But if you've been paying attention, the Packers actually went out and they put in a waiver claim for a tight end by the name of Michael Roberts today. And what's interesting about this is Michael Roberts was actually a fourth-round draft pick just 2 years ago by the Detroit Lions. And if you've been paying attention in the news, the New England Patriots actually had a deal in place with the Lions to go ahead and send a seventh-round draft pick to the Lions in exchange for Michael Roberts. Now, that fell through because Michael Roberts failed his physical in New England. And obviously, with some of these players, when they get traded, it's kind of awkward when they come back. You know, the team wanted to trade you for basically, you know, a Coke machine, and now you're supposed to come in and compete for a spot. Can be a little bit difficult, a little bit awkward, so the Lions decided to part ways with Michael Roberts. And I think this is interesting and not your typical, you know, this time of year signing, because, like I previously said, he was a fourth-round draft pick. He's played 2 years in the league. He's still only 25 years old. Of course, he is from the 2017 draft class out of Toledo. And so let's, you know, I haven't really followed him in Detroit. If you look at his stats, they're not impressive. He's got about 13 catches for 180-some yards and 3 touchdowns in 2 years. Nothing to write home about, nothing whatsoever. But the Lions also had Eric Ebron in their system. And if you've been paying attention to what he's done in Indianapolis, he's gone over there and really flourished under a new system in Indianapolis. Now, I'm not saying Michael Roberts has any business having that type of success in Green Bay, because he's nowhere near the type of athlete or prospect that Eric Ebron was. But it does give you a little bit of hope that he can maybe come into Matt LaFleur's system and maybe flourish a little bit. And so that's kind of where we're at this point in the year, where bringing a guy in like him is kind of exciting at this point in the year. If you look at the Packers roster right now, they added Farrell McKeever last week as well. So this is kind of goes along with what Brian Gutekunst has been doing, because Farrell McKeever was on a roster last year as well. So they've brought in some competition. They've obviously brought in Farrell McKeever, like I just said, Michael Roberts now, and then you have the holdovers in Jimmy Graham, Mercedes Lewis, Robert Tonyan. They added Jay Sternberger and Evan Bayless as an unrestricted free or undrafted free agent. So they have some competition in that room, and it looks like they aren't necessarily done with it. Maybe they are now, but they weren't super happy with the tight end room. So they brought in a ton of competition, including this year's fourth round draft pick. What's interesting, let's look at Michael Roberts and what he looked like coming out of school. So what I have in front of me is Pro Football Focus's scouting report, and just some things to highlight and to kind of surmise what they're saying here. Michael Roberts coming out of school, he is not your typical RAS freak athlete that Goody loves to bring in. I think he had below 3.82 RAS. Not good, below average. Where he scored well, though, in his athletic testing, he's huge. He's a big dude. He came out around 6'5", 270. He's listed at 6'5", 265 now, but he is a just large, large man. Put up 21 reps on the bench, which is pretty good for a guy his size with his arm length. Arm length, almost, you know, well over 33 inches. Hand size, 11.5, just massive mitts for hands. But what I find really impressive about a guy his size is his 3-cone. He went out and ran a 7.59 3-cone, which is an above-average time for a tight end his size. So you think about that short area quickness. That's something that I think he can do well. When you look at what he does best coming out of Toledo, he was billed as a guy that could be that inline tight end that could potentially, you know, split out every once in a while. But really what you want Michael Roberts to be doing is blocking. He is a guy that just is a massive human being, had a very good run blocking score from Pro Football Focus coming out of college. Looking at his Pro Football Focus run blocking grade, basically his first 2 years in the league, it's above average, but he doesn't have a ton of reps, doesn't have a ton of experience, kind of got buried on that depth chart in Detroit. So your biggest concerns with him are just really his athleticism is not that of a normal NFL tight end. He's actually a below average athlete. He is an above average size guy. He's a huge, huge red zone threat in college. Actually, his senior year, he had 16 touchdown receptions, improving that from 4 from the year before, and that's the year 2017. So that is Michael Roberts. That's really the big news for the Packers this week. The only other thing that I think is worth noting is the comment that Aaron Rodgers made about wanting his freedom at the line of scrimmage. And what's interesting about that is it's from Pro Football Talk, so it's kind of one of those things that for whatever reason sometimes they kind of just throw stuff out there just to get a reaction, and here we are talking about it, so good on them. I guess they did it. But Rodgers basically came out and said, hey, I want some discretion at the line of scrimmage. I am, you know, a 15-year, whatever year veteran he is in this league. I need the ability to be able to make plays and make changes at the line of scrimmage. And he said, it's not a humble brag, it's just kind of the truth. And here people are freaking out about, yeah, oh, Aaron Rodgers is saying this and that. And it's just kind of one of those things. You know, he's earned the right to say these things. If you really want to say that Aaron Rodgers can't, shouldn't have the ability to do that, I think you're really just trying to make a grab at getting listens. So if you read that quote in full context, I think it's one of those things that really just you need to take with a grain of salt. This is Aaron Rodgers who's earned the right to basically be able to say things like that. That's honestly all we're going to do today. This should be a quick, just a little 10-minute blurb about what's going on in the world that is Packers this week. Some big news, Michael Roberts. I don't know what number he's going to wear in Green Bay yet, but he'll be another interesting guy to follow as training camp unfolds and things of that nature. He's not your typical kind of signing at this time of year, so that's kind of fun. So go ahead and watch him as we get through this. We will get through this stuff together, guys. This is, without a doubt, the most dead part of the season for the Packers. Most of those guys are off vacationing, getting some well-earned R&R. So thanks for listening today. Hopefully this gets you caught up on everything going on with the Packers, because it's not very much. Until next time, go Packers.
Shotgun formation of 3rd and 15 to the 46-yard line of Dallas. They empty the shotgun. Cobb in motion to the left side. Rodgers looks it over, gets the snap. Backpedals now under some pressure. Steps up, throws it over the middle. Good, Adams! 30, turns upfield, 25, cutting right to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Devontae Adams to the south end zone for the touchdown! Rodgers looks it over, starts to his left. Now he moves, starts to the right side. Snap to A-Rod. Looking downfield, being flushed. Rolling left, winds up. Rainbows it high and deep into the end zone. It's high pointed and caught. It is caught for a touchdown.
Yes!
A miracle.
Yes!
Pass
it. Yes! Yes!
In the end zone.
Can you believe it?
One kick away from the NFC Championship game from the 41. Left hash mark. 51 yards. Field goal attempt. Snap. Placement. Kick to the uprights. And it is right down the middle. It is good. And the Packers are going to the NFC Championship game.
And what a happy bunch of Green Bay Packers.